best person for the job. So her toughness at the UNDP, her reputation for cutting budgets, for example, US love that. She's got this reputation for being a bit of a Rottweiler and tough as guts. So I think that that'll be her strongest point. The old system bought you Ban Ki-moon. He is the international man of absolutely no mystery whatsoever. He is more secretary than general. And he's been possibly, he's lowered the bar of failure for the UN, I think. So that's what the system of doing it all behind the scenes and horse trading in the Security Council has produced. They'll be keen to make the most of the General Assembly doing it in a more transparent way. They'll be keen not to use their veto because they'll look like they're backing the old turgid bureaucratic system. So I don't know. I think she's got a really good chance.
You reckon she's got a good shot, Matthew? At this?
Yeah, I think she has. She is a woman, and it looks like they want a woman. She isn't Eastern European, but she's been Prime Minister of a, OECD country. They're saying, oh, well, it needs to be an Eastern European. Well, I don't remember an Australasian ever being Secretary General.
There hasn't been one.
So
yeah,
that's right.
It's never been one. I think she's
absolutely qualified. It's fantastic that John Key's backing her. It's fantastic that the resources of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs are going to run the campaign or help her with her campaign. I don't think she's going to have any trouble with the Chinese. The free trade agreement, first in the world. We're a great friend of China. No problem with the US, no problem with the Brits or the French. I do wonder, though, whether the Russians might feel that they wish to increase their influence over Eastern Europe by stepping in against her in favour of one of the others.
And there is an unwritten rule, isn't there? Eastern Europeans turn. I don't know.
So we're told.
Yeah. But you could argue also that as you just said, Matthew, that it's the turn of our region too, because we've never had a Secretary General at the UN. I think she may come up through the middle.
I think the arguments will need to be more sophisticated than that, then it's our turn. I think
the best person for the job.
That's exactly right. And as Barry Soper was saying earlier, she is actually number three in New York. And, we've had New Zealanders, Mike Moore, that was a fantastic achievement when he got head of the WTO. I see the Prime Minister is comparing Helen Clark to Lydia Kerr. Yeah, I would have thought she's a bit tougher than that. She's more the Valerie Adams of international politics, isn't she?
She can sell the multilateral system. She can sell the UN, which, as you've been saying, Larry, there's a crisis of perception that it's not doing enough and it doesn't achieve enough, and Ban Ki-moon hasn't helped with that. She's someone who can go out there and go, yep, there's a problem and I'm the person to fix it.
We'll come back in just a moment. Joseph Bigani, Matthew Hooton on the Huddle News Talk ZB. It's 12 to 6.
As an employer, you can't protect against everything.
Diesel or petrol? Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
But you can be sure of compliance with Test and Tag, workplace compliance experts who'll make sure you meet health and safety requirements. Right now, fit your work vehicles with first aid kit and fire extinguisher for just $79. Conditions apply. Test and Tag, compliance experts, testandtag.co.nz.
Hello, boss. Your truck won't start.
Hot Spring Spa's pop-up clearance sale is coming to Timaru. 3 days only from Friday. Spa pools from under $6,000. Save up to $7,000 on premium spa packages. Crazy spa pool deals at the pop-up clearance sale. Now you can afford the world's number one selling spa pool. In conjunction with the Pool and Leisure Centre, the Hot Spring Spa's pop-up clearance sale, Aoraki Polytech Car Park, corner Theodosia and Arthur Streets, starts this Friday for 3 days only. More details at hotspring.co.nz.
Autumn may have just arrived, but BatchCare's guests are thinking about next summer now. So if you want to earn secure, effortless rental income from your holiday home this year and beyond, speak to BatchCare. They're the experts. BatchCare takes care of all the details, so you don't have to. Plus, they can even manage your listings on other high-profile rental sites. Discover a better way to rent. Phone 0800 42 22 42 or visit batchcare.co.nz. It's all taken care of.
News Talk ZB Community Notices.
With luxurious, stressless recliners from Danske Møbler, enjoy savings on the entire range for a limited time.
If you want to buy, sell or donate toddler and baby gear, then the Mangere Bridge Plunkett Toddler and Baby Fair is for you. It's on Saturday, April 2nd from 9 till noon at 29 Taylor Road. Entry is by gold coin donation and stall tables are available from $10. To book a spot for your stall, email sarah.steiner@plunkett.org.nz.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild live at 7, we'll have all the day's sports news wrapped up for you. We'll take a look at why Danny Lee has split with his caddy before the Masters, and we'll have all the updates from around the world. It's live at 7 tonight. It's The Crowd Goes Wild.
News Talk ZB, it is now 10 to 6. Joseph Bagani, Matthew Hooton on the huddle. Issue number 3, Matthew, to you. The Greens are introducing a bill to end this foreign trust secrecy comes around the Panama Papers. What do you see? I see there was argy-bargy in the House today between the Prime Minister and Andrew Little.
Yeah, well, the Greens aren't doing that because it was stopped in Parliament. Look, you know, this is a global issue that people do seek the lowest possible tax regime that they can find in the world. So ironically, the country with the lowest tax rates ends up gaining the most tax from people trying to hide their taxes. And there's also people like Putin, I guess, who are trying to hide ill-gotten gains.
Mm.
But this has been around for a while in New Zealand. We're hardly the worst. And I think that the Labour Party in particular has misunderstood that these people aren't ripping off New Zealand. These people are ripping off the taxpayers of other countries.
That's right.
And yeah, they come to New Zealand and our accountants and lawyers make a little bit of money. We're no worse off. So you would get rid of this so-called loophole. Although it's not really a loophole. It was a conscious decision of the New Zealand Parliament to have these rules. But if you changed the rules, it wouldn't be like you were benefiting New Zealand at all. That would actually cost New Zealand a little bit. So I just think it's important we're going to debate this. We
well,
do so with
really
a little more intelligence than Andrew Little has been doing.
It is. There's no benefit to New Zealand. I mean, this idea of foreign investment, it's $20 million of accountancy fees and there's no tax. You don't pay tax on it.
Well,
so,
there's GST,
so what
there's jobs for
Andrew
accountants.
Little was saying is, well, that's fine. If that's your growth strategy, great.
Well,
New Zealand's good hands. But,
yeah,
but look, I think what the point Andrew Little was trying to make was that if somebody's not paying their fair share of tax, that means the rest of us have got to pay more.
Well,
so you can say,
exactly,
oh, well,
that's exactly why he's completely wrong. What these people do has no bearing whatsoever on the tax that we pay.
No, that's right. But the point is, if you've got billions of dollars of money coming into New Zealand and sitting there untaxed, then you are, in a sense. I mean,
Matthew's right. I mean, the money's earned overseas, taxed overseas, not taxed here. Okay.
Yeah, but it's just sitting here.
The problem, Matthew, is to this point is that it defies belief that we've got 12,000 overseas. I mean, they're not all legitimate, and that's the disclosure thing, and whether they're laundering money, whatever.
Look, some of them undoubtedly are dodgy.
Yeah.
There are all these tax agreements that the New Zealand government does, in fact, give this information to other governments on request, quite detailed information if governments are interested. You know, I don't think that changing this should be the top of our parliament's agenda. Maybe it's an issue, but it's hardly the most important issue facing New Zealand, despite what Andrew Little seems to think. I mean, he's been running a line of the politics of hate, attacking wealthy people, talking about the 1% ripping off the poor. This is all just nonsense.
All right,
I do agree that it's an international, it is an international problem, and it needs an international solution. And actually, it's something that should have been the TPP.
Okay.
And I think it would have been an easier sell for some if things like this had been in the TPP. It's exactly the kind of thing it should be.
Josie, you've got to go. More important things. You're running the London Marathon for Cancer.
Yeah, off to that. if you haven't given your donation yet, Larry, you just Google Everyday Hero,
Everyday
Matthew Hooton.
Yeah.
Are you the Everyday
London
Hero?
London Marathon Cancer Society. You'll find me. We're nearly at the 15 grand.
All
that
right.
That'd be great.
Good luck, Matthew.
Thank you. So, Josh Bagani and Matthew Hooton. And News Talk ZB, it's now 7 to 6.